All right, so welcome back, everyone. Can I get a couple thumbs up for the sound? Great, okay. And just so you know, I can only see two screens because I'm being spotlighted. So the invitation continues to be to take care of yourself. And if there's a movement that doesn't feel right or another movement that feels right for you, definitely take that opportunity to listen to your body and create space for whatever is arising and take rest and to combine any of the movements we've been practicing so far and also your own body's wisdom. And so it's my pleasure to be here with each of you. And we'll start like we started this morning by opening up our feet. And then if you'd like to sway your arms left and right. This is a movement for the spine. And again, the chair is always available to you. What it would look like in a chair is the same, just being careful not to hit your arm. And then as you wish, move your arms up. Light fist to create some movement in the upper back. And the main purpose here is to move the spine. So finding your breath, if you need to slow down, do that. Another variation of this is to interlace your fingers behind your head. And you could do a quick puff of air to either side, inhale center, and then exhale to either side. If you get dizzy, slow down for a few more rotations. And then as you're ready, you'll release the arms, allow them to slow down, and then you'll come back to center. And find your breath. I'm placing a hand on my chest, other on my belly to feel my breath here. And tune into this moment. Just as it is. So Arena mentioned joy. And I'm gonna pass us through a movement of joy. It's called the breath of joy. And so only if it's okay for your body, it looks like a conductor. So find steady feet. And it looks like, I'll model it one time and then you can do it afterward. It's three breaths in and one breath out. So it's, and then, so if you'd like to do that, inhale three times. And so do this eight times, two, three, four. And if you want to smile to do this, do that. So two more times if you wish. All right, then you'll come back to center. And once you're finished with that, and I'll invite us into upward facing lips. So if you want to bring the corners of your mouth up and getting in touch with joy, if that's available in this moment. And usually we don't know joy unless we know sorrow, as Arena mentioned in a Noli way this morning, the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows and the mix of feelings that are available and present in our body, mind, heart all the time. So you might feel the heartbeat going after that breath of joy movement. So find that, find your the unconditional support of the earth beneath you and the unconditional seeing of the heavens above us. And we'll do some of that practice of scooping the earth. And so if you'd like, forward folding and scooping the earth and the energy and the coolness and the warmth and the water and whatever, or the warmth that you need. And then the Dharma rings coming back through the body. And then bending down. Showering, slathering the body. And so here what we're doing is we're waking up the legs. And for many of us, our lower backs are tight and sore. So it's a gentle opening of the lower back. So don't go past any point that will cause harm. And then the next time you come up, bring your right foot back and we'll do the movement of front-facing warrior, but in this dynamic way. So same scooping, and you'll bend the left knee and then you'll create a rainbow. So both feet are firmly planted on the ground. No need to scrunch your toes while you do this. And if any time you need to pause and take a moment to catch your breath and smooth it out, definitely do that. So we're just moving, just like any other posture. If we're just sitting, just lying down, and seeing what needs attention, seeing what needs let go of, and seeing what needs to be brought in. One more time on this side. And then we'll relax and release the arms. Bring the back foot forward and then the left foot back for most of us. And then inhale, rise up with your hands. And then exhale, you'll bend down. So the right knee stays bent for extra support. If you want to keep it bent as you bend up and back, do that. Or you can straighten the right leg. Just making sure the knee is nice and healthy and being in line with the toes and not wobbling too much left and right. So this movement is great for the legs and the knees. So it helps to strengthen some of the key muscles around the knees so that can support us in our seated practice and our walking practice, our standing practice. And scooping in the earth, and we've been inviting intention setting right before every practice period. So you might scoop the intention from the earth and let it shower over you. So it could be a word or a phrase. So one more time on this side. And then we'll relax and release the arms and bring your feet closer together. Come standing in mountain posture. Connect to this moment just as it is. Maybe your breath or the sound. So from here, I'll invite us into some shoulder movement. So we'll make circles with the shoulders. So inhale and bring the shoulders up and then back and then down and forward and back around. So you'll inhale to bring the shoulders up and back and exhale forward and down. Allowing the breath to create the movement. Two more times in this direction. And then when you're ready, you'll go in the opposite direction. And still connecting to the breath, So inhales, brings the shoulders back and up, and exhales, brings them down and forward. So a couple more times in this direction. Then when you're ready, you'll come back to center. And let's rotate the wrists, gently rotating the wrists in one direction. In the other direction. So these movements, I practice every day and I try to offer ones that we can do every day. And even though many of us aren't typing as much as we usually do, you can still feel the tension in the wrist. So it's so important to keep movement in them and mindful movements. You might imagine breathing in to your arms and your wrist and your hands, and then you might open your fingers up and just let go of whatever you're holding on to that you don't need to hold on to. And I'll lead us through a wrist exercise. So this is where we're going to bring in what we'd like. So we're going to do it a finger at a time. So pinky, ring, middle finger, index thumb. And so it's like a flower opening up and then closing. So we open the palms to let something in that we're needing. And then we close to protect, to let be, let go, let in. All right, so one more time. And when your fingers close, you'll rotate the wrists. And then speaking of opening and protecting, I'm going to guide us through thoracic breathing. So I'll invite you to open the arms up. So again, reminding us, if you need to sit down, you can see a lot of these movements can be, all of them can be done seated. And I'm offering instructions for the key characteristics of each movement. So this is called thoracic breathing because we're opening up the torso, this middle part of our body. So you could keep your elbows bent like a cactus or keep them open long in a T-shape. And then we're going to breathe in to the count of four and exhale to the count of eight. So as our arms are open, it's counting to one, two, three, four. And then we're going to exhale to the count of eight and to come to a wraparound hug. So three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhaling, one, opening the arms, two, three, four, and then exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So great. A few more times at your own pace. Into about four and out to about eight. So that eight is breathing out twice as long as we're breathing in. So to assist that, you'll need to breathe in and out of your belly to get the breath all the way down there. And this is an excellent nervous system regulator for when we diaphragmatic breathe, so the belly breathing, it stimulates the body's relaxation response, the parasympathetic nervous system. And the root of sympathy is like, means like feeling or emotion. So I love this movement for opening our hearts, but also protecting our hearts. Not necessarily turning them to stone, but they need protecting and guarding. So the next time you come around to a wraparound hug, I'll invite you to hold a hug and not hold your breath and take a few breaths here and practicing this kindness and a non-judgmental realization that most of us haven't hugged ourselves today. So breathing here, and this is a good opener for the shoulders. And again, metaphorically and physiologically, a way to protect ourselves, to soothe ourselves. And then when you're ready, we'll relax and release and find your mountain posture. You might sense a resonance of when we take time to protect our heart, we feel not as afraid to open our heart. And the more we practice self-protection through love, through the metta practice, and making quote unquote mistakes, we know that we'll know our limits, like Arina was talking about. So let's transition to standing cat and cow. So one way we know our limits is that when our nervous system tells us something's up, we can respond or react. And the way we do that is by regulating our nervous system. It doesn't mean necessarily shutting it down, but the spine is a central part of our nervous system. So rest your hands on your thighs and your knees, and then you'll curl up and open your collarbone and your chest and your throat. And then you'll curl down, elongating your spine. So inhaling up and exhaling down. In yoga, the pelvic floor is like the root, the first root, the first chakra, the mula bandha. And so as you do this, you might engage the pelvic floor. And it's another form of protection to keeping all the energy with all your vital organs. And so you're nourishing them as you breathe in, and this is metaphorical, and you're cleansing them as you breathe out. As I said, the first day, our body's natural inclination is toward healing. Just giving the body opportunities to practice skillful means, this movement, being at this retreat, so that the body can experience healing, which to me is synonymous with wholeness. It's not necessarily feeling good all the time, but being with yourself fully. Right. And then when you're ready, the next time you come up, relax and release and shake out your wrists to make sure no tension was accumulated with that. And then we'll transition to hip circle. So bring your hands to your waist if you like, and then we'll make circles. And you can make it as expressive as you want. So combining the cat stretch with the hip circle to create movement in the head and the neck. Taking care of your head and your neck. And then you'll move the hips in the opposite direction when you're ready. Back to center. And then let's rotate the wrists, the knees. So rest your hands on your knees, your thighs, and just make nice little circles. Other direction. Great. And we'll come back to center. And then we're going to transition to standing for in mountain pose for a moment, and just to take this moment to just integrate already the movement we're practicing, and letting be what's arising, letting go what's not needed, letting in what's kind. So I'm going to invite us into one more standing posture, tree pose. So this, I definitely, if you have a chair or a wall close to you or anything to rest your hand on to help with the balance, I encourage you to do that. If this is already part of your practice, you'll go ahead and find your left leg nice and strong, like a tree trunk. And this is to have fun with. We won't take this serious because it's a balancing posture. And hopefully it's humbling to see how much it requires to balance. So the right foot and the right ankle, either the right heel, kickstand above the left ankle, or your inner calf or your inner thigh. And it doesn't matter where, except on your knee. Don't put the foot on your knee because you want to protect that joint. And then find, the most important part is to find a spot in front of you, a focal point, so that'll help with your balance. And then the hands could come on the waist or an Anjali Mudra, which is the palms together, or like branches of a tree. So breathing here. It takes a lot of strength, and so relax the shoulders and press the feet into the ground, but let your toes be like roots. No need to scrunch them. Engage your belly muscles. If you fall out of it, you just come back for a couple of breaths, and the hip is opening on the right side. So a lot going on. Maybe smile. All right, so one more breath here. When you inhale, you reach up if your hands are up, and then you allow the hands to come down, and then release the leg, and then shake this side out. Shake both legs out. And then we'll practice on the opposite side. So the right leg is nice and strong. You could use the chair, of course, as support. And so we'll press the right foot and leave your toes unscrunched. And then you'll either kickstand your left heel above your right ankle, or your calf, or your inner thigh. Again, it doesn't matter really. It's about having a long tree trunk of a body. So find a spot in front of you to gently focus on. And then you'll find the full expression of your tree pose. You might even say your name, Melvin, as tree. And that's very deep practice, interconnection. And so finding that focal point again, where your hands on your waist, at your heart or above your head, whichever way you'd like. And so this posture reminds me of being more realistic. That balance is actually wobbly like this. And it's not a perfect. So that I encourage you in any posture that you're in, notice the wobbliness, and that's how we find our quote unquote center. So two more breaths here. And then inhale, elongating your body. And then exhale, gracefully lower, or not, your left foot. And then you'll shake it out. Let it go. And then one more standing posture, mountain. So come back to your mountain posture. So keep your eyes open, but your awareness inside. Just for a moment. And then now close your eyes only if you'd like, and then sense that quote unquote wobbliness. So again, it's our body's natural inclination to find balance, to find healing. So find the full expression of your mountain posture here. Feel the four corners of your feet connected to the earth. Feel how we tend to lean forward or back or lock our knees. So find soft but strong knees. You might recall the cat and cow stretch. So feel the curvature of your spine and a slight engagement of the pelvic floor, if that's available. Sense also the strength of your legs and your belly muscles. So long back, natural curvatures of your spine, shoulders relaxed. For the next few moments, notice the middle way, is what we say in Buddhism, between effort and effortlessness, to balance. Now I'm going to invite us to make our way onto the floor. And again, the chair is always an option. And we'll practice on our back. So keep your knees bent and the soles of the feet on the ground. And bring your arms out in a T shape or palm face down closer to you, whatever you have space for. And just to give your shoulders support and your leg support as you windshield wiper your knees and your legs side to side. So it's a nice way to open up the hips. And if you want to turn your head in the opposite direction of your knees, you do that, which I highly recommend for calming the nervous system. If you're feeling like more energy, you'll keep your head in the center and you'll still windshield wiper your knees, but lift the feet up off the ground for a little bit of core engagement. And if it feels good, appropriate for your neck, you'll turn it to the opposite direction of your knees. And then we'll come back to center and keep the knees up. And if it's available, lift your feet up, and then we'll make three circles with the knees closer together or open, whatever feels good for you. You might experiment with the knees open or closed. In the other direction. And then when you're ready, you relax and release the feet back onto the mat. I'm going to invite us to bring the soles of the feet together into bound angle pose. So the sole of the feet might not connect all the way, and that's fine. I'm going to invite you to bring your hands to your belly, and then to, sometimes this is called butterfly because it looks like the knees are fluttering like wings. So if you want to do that, this can also be a very relaxing pose because our diaphragm is pretty open here. So make sure to take advantage of that if it's available to really breathe into your belly. And you might even feel like you're breathing into your hips as well. Yeah, and feel your heartbeat and connect to your body. Sometimes, usually there's a lot of emotion here. In Buddhist philosophy, this is all about survival, the first two chakras. And so you might have your eyes open just to look around and just feel the safety of your room. All right. And then when you're ready, bring your feet back onto the mat. And then we'll bring a knee into the chest. So inhale, and then exhale, bring the right knee into your chest. And give it a nice hug. If you were in class this morning, we did this movement, and I'm noticing that it feels more open than it did this morning. But there's no right or wrong, of course. And then if you want to rotate this foot and ankle, you'll do that very gently. And then in the other direction, and you might thank your feet, even though we're not moving around maybe with our feet as much, that we need them for our meditation practice. We need this whole vessel. All right. And then if you'd like, interlace your fingers behind your right leg and elongate the leg. So the sole of the foot can be pointing toward the ceiling, or it could be pointing toward the wall long along the mat to support it. So whatever is available for you, and making sure there's no tension in your jaw or in your neck or shoulders. And so here, sometimes our arms don't reach, so you could have a towel or a yoga strap. So for another breath here. And then when you're ready, bend this right knee, bring it back onto the mat. Pause and breathe. Invite us to practice on the opposite side. So press in through the right foot, inhale, and then exhale, bring your left knee in toward your chest. If you want to extend the right leg, you'll do that. And just to give your leg, your knee, a nice hug into your chest. So you could either grab your knee or behind the thigh, or again, using a towel or a strap, relaxing your jaw and your shoulders. And then if you like, very gently rotate this left foot and ankle. In the other direction. And then we want to straighten this leg out. So have something supporting the back of your thigh, or if you have a strap, you might put it behind your thigh or on top of the sole of your foot. All right. So another breath here, and then when you're ready, you bend this left knee. Bring it back down. Bring both feet onto the ground. And pause here for a moment. You might a little windshield wiper left and right. And then I'll invite you to scoot to the bottom of your or of your space, and then so that you have space behind your head if you want to practice this variation of bridge posture, which would be bringing your hands behind your head, the backs of your palms at the floor behind you. And so several variations on here, like I taught this morning, and this is very subtle movement. Our pelvic bowl doesn't move that much. So you can't just start with that, where imagine like your pelvic bowl is a bowl of soup or a bowl of water that you're spilling a little bit of water out and coming back up, or you're sipping some soup. So it's a gentle tilt of the pelvic bowl. If you want to add more movement, do that. Keep the neck nice and supple and relaxed. And the strength for bridge posture comes from your feet and your hands and your forearms. So using those primarily. And so here you can go back and forth with your breath, inhaling as your hips come up and exhaling using your belly muscles to bring your hips back down. And then if you want to add yet another movement, you would bring your arms up behind you in sync with the hips coming up. And when your hips come up the highest they can, your palms touch the back floor behind your head. And then the palms in reverse touch the ground next to your hips at the same time or thereabouts when your hips touch the mat. So whatever variation here or whatever other movement arises, really being very careful with your neck, not moving it too much to either side, and using the strength of your feet to push your hips up. And then the next time the hips come up, if you're bringing them all the way up, I'm going to invite you to keep them up and bring your palms back down. And you might bring your hips, your heels closer to your hips for a suspended bridge posture. And so this Setu Bandhasana is a Sanskrit. If this is part of your practice, you might interlace your fingers and shimmy your shoulders underneath your chest to lift your hips all the way up for a couple of breaths, pressing in through your feet. And then as you're ready, you'll slowly bring your hips back down and pause and stay relatively still here and let your back readjust to the ground. So taking a few breaths here to allow that to happen. Right. I'm going to invite us to gently start to make our way into our final resting posture, Shavasana. So find whatever you need for these last few minutes. It's nice to have a cushion or a blanket underneath your head, or if it's cold where you're at, you might cover yourself, and so your hands can be wherever they are. If they're on the ground, it's nice to have the arms away from the torso so that you can maintain the opening that we've created in our chest and our lungs. But whatever feels good, if you want your hands on your belly, on your heart. Another nice option is to bring the soles of the feet together like we practice the butterfly. It's something that allows you to be as relaxed as possible so that we can incline toward our body's healing and wholeness. And if you'd like, focus on the rise and fall of your chest and your belly, or whatever you're using to anchor yourself in this moment. Feeling the full support of the earth beneath you. So I'll invite you to bring awareness to your body, start to gently waken it up, and you might wiggle your toes, maybe scrunch them and spread them. Wiggle your fingers, or if it feels good, to kind of tense them and open them. And scan your body. Maybe there's somewhere you want to tense and open. Or maybe just subtly move. You might rock your head from side to side. And I'll invite you to roll onto one side. So bringing your knees in toward your chest. If you want to give them one last hug, you can do that. And then you'll roll to one side and take your time. You're in this fetal posture. And then you'll eventually take your time, make your way back to seated. As you push yourself up to seated, have your head and neck be the last to come up. So we'll end the class with inviting the bell of mindfulness 3 times. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.